believe it is now recording.
Yeah. Thank you, our technical assistant. So it's always a great pleasure to have Mary Stella and Jan. Speaking here at Many Rivers, it's been at least once a year for quite a few years, and I always enjoy their presence, and the energy they bring to the story is always a blessing. And tonight's talk struck me. I'm really interested in hearing about this. It's about birthing a dragon. Thank you very much for coming back.
Thank you for inviting us. Yeah. Thank you for being here.
I'll do this three times.
While you're doing that.
While I'm doing this.
Yes.
Okay. We're in sync. We forgot the drum.
Just a little shift. Take a breath and maybe close your eyes if you're comfortable doing that. Just take a minute to settle into the sweet energy here at Many Rivers Tea and Books. Let go of anything calling to you other than being present here and now. Breathe in the energy of this full moon that happened just hours ago, and the fullness of your precious self. Breathe in the wisdom and the magic of dragon. The dragon was also the master of transformation, the weather, and the four seasons. Whenever you feel ready, you can open your eyes. And I'll say welcome again. So happy you're here. Usually, we do the storytelling. And tonight I'm actually going to read a chapter from this book that's been in progress for some years, would you say, Janet? But to begin, we're just going to give you a little background, because there's some references in what I'll be reading that you're not having read the prior chapters, of course, because it's not available yet. It won't make any sense unless we sort of say these few things. So for those of you who don't know, Mary Stella and I live on half an acre of land in Santa Rosa. We live in the house and on the land where Mary Stella actually grew up. We're very blessed with, at this point, a dozen earth energy vortices and interdimensional portals that have, some have opened and some have simply been unveiled. So they've returned into being active from years ago. And two of the vortices are in our home. And one of them, the very first to be unveiled, which happened on spring equinox in 2001, is in our living room. And the story I'll be reading tonight took place in that room, in that place of the first opening. And then there's background about Edda.
So we're going to mention Edda Zavala, who's a Peruvian flower essence spiritualist. She's really quite remarkable. She wanted to heal her people. So she went to university and studied law, thinking she could fight for her people. And she came to learn that she couldn't do that, that isn't the way to work with indigenous people. And the healers took her on and took her into the rainforest, and they taught her plant spirit medicine. and said, this is how you heal your people, you know, is from here. And she remains an activist, saving the rainforest and doing everything that she can. And she does these remarkable healings where she, there's one, his name is Teddy, and he's a Arapaho elder. And when he arrives, he can't walk. He's just like so in pain. And by the time Etta finishes with him, he's skipping out of the house almost, you know, just really walking with great presence and strength. And so she really is quite remarkable in her work. Mm. And the other person that that's going to be mentioned is Maladoma and Sabontu Somme, who are from the Dogara tribe of West Africa. And Jan and I had the pleasure of doing one of the first ritual healing villages, which was a year-long creation within their tradition. And we continue to use that tradition because it just, it speaks so deeply to us. So they'll both be mentioned in as Jan begins to read the story. So we wanted to give you a little background on those two. And because the whole ritual that we prepared and were working that night that the dragon came was to birth the book. Jan's writing a book about all of the experiences we've had with the vortexes and the things that have happened. And the ritual was designed to energize and bring, you know, life, to birth this book. So it just felt so totally appropriate for her to actually read the chapter from the book. The book's not been published yet, but you'll all know when it happens. We will let you know.
Here are for many miles. It's been a long process. I'm going to actually stand for this just because I've gotten used to doing this at these open mics through the Redwood Writers. So this is called Birthing a Dragon, and it took place in the spring of 2010. Liana's body swayed back and forth, and she started to fall when Mary Stella caught her, held her, walked her to the couch. Liana had no idea what was happening or why she felt faint, dizzy, bloated in the belly. Eight women, including me, were startled, concerned for our friend, a tall woman, slim and trim. We saw the pain reflected in her squinting eyes and pale face, and we stared at her extended stomach. She breathed slowly, mindfully, then lifted herself off the couch. I'm okay. Let's just do it. It was a core night, one of our twice-monthly circles of remembering. A special guest, our sister of the heart, Etta Zavala, a plant energy medicine woman from Peru, stood with us, shared our commitment to energize this book, to clear the path for its publication with a ritual, a symbolic action for the manuscript's success. We began by calling in the five elements from Maladoma's Dogara tradition: earth, water, fire, nature, and mineral. Though we had planned the ritual 2 weeks prior, that night our energy was sluggish. Everyone seemed confused about who was doing what. This had never happened before, and we were at a loss about how to proceed until our dear friend Janet, a member of the Water Clan, spoke up. Despite the chaos, she had remembered her role in the ritual. I'd like to do a water cleansing, clear the path for the book to be published, to be a success. Our response was unanimous. Oh yes, please, we do need a water cleansing. Janet was vigorous and determined as she shook the rattle she had made from dried ocean kelp and called upon water to find its way, push away or dissolve impediments, flow around or below all obstacles, carve out a new course as needed. Then she gathered a vital essence, by name in a special quality of each woman, placed their essence into the center of the rug, called it the pool of possibilities, and stirred the pool's water with her rattle. Janet's presence, actions, and words were as clear as a pure mountain stream. Liana, mother of two grown daughters, returned to the couch. Her forehead was wet with sweat, hands clammy, belly bulging. We watched as her legs spread out wide open. "I feel like I'm having a baby," she wailed, shaking her head in disbelief. Etta, who agreed it was a baby, turned to Mary Stella. "Yes, it is a baby dragon." Then she turned to me, instructed me to place my hands under Liana, between her legs. I knelt before her with my mind blank, heart racing, hands open and ready. But again, her symptoms subsided, except for the big belly. We made a unanimous decision to return to the ritual. After the remaining clans had made their contributions, it was 9 p.m., our usual time to end for the evening. Etta, however, was fierce and fearless in reminding us we could not stop until that dragon was born. Liana gracefully slid down to the floor, knees up, legs open. She was in an emotional and painful turmoil, with wet eyes and erratic breath. Like her, the rest of us were exhausted and confused, unclear about what was really happening. My attention turned to Corey, who sat on the floor beside Liana. "Corey," I yelled out, "you're a nurse. You've helped midwife births. Can you help Liana breathe her way through this?" Corey responded at once, talked Liana through the birthing, one breath and a push at a time. After what felt like forever, I caught the dragon. Immediately, Etta looked me in the eye and asked, "What's the dragon's name?" I panicked, remained speechless. My inner voice told me I wasn't sure if it was a boy or a girl dragon, and I had no idea of its name. Then words were spoken, not by me, but through me, with great certainty. "Her name is Gayla. She is the daughter of Gaia." I held Gayla for a few minutes, then placed her on my manuscript. She grew fast. Within days, she was so large she could not be contained in a room in the house. She flew off into the sky to live her purpose as a guardian. She continues to circle the earth, and when asked for help by a human with a loving heart, she always shows up and joyfully assists. Long after that night, when Judy's dad died, she called out and asked Gayla to fly to her and her dad to meet with her mom, who had died a year earlier. Judy's plan was that once her parents were reunited, Gayla would return Judy to this time and place. When Gayla arrived, her mother, who sat on Gayla's back, greeted her husband. Then the three of them flew away. With the reunion accomplished, Judy realized it was not her journey to take. When Gayla was born, I knew she was a red dragon and was intrigued to hear others saw different colors. Liana's Gayla was golden. Another woman's was blue. Part of Gayla's magic is adapting to personal needs. Without thinking about it, a fire dragon, one with flames of love, passion, and transmutation, served me best at that time. And I'm going to read what I added for tonight, which probably won't be in the book, but this is to all of you. As for the book, I feel humbled by the process of rewriting drafts in some cycles and answering the demands of different projects in other cycles. I've learned to differentiate between my sense of time and divine timing, to acknowledge I am a steward of the remarkable land where we live and a messenger of the land's changes and awakenings. I give gratitude to divine intervention, synchronicity, spirit blessings, and the part of myself that made a promise long ago to be here now to do this work. Blessed be. Thank you. So Janet, this is the Janet that I read.
I'm honored to have been given such an important role.
Well, you played in them.
I remember that night vividly.
I have to say, Janet was with us from the was with us at the spring equinox ritual, right in 2001, when the first vortex was unveiled in our living room, and she's been a dear friend ever since. It was remarkable.
Do you have anything to add?
Well, I was very involved in the creating this pool of possibilities that night. And, I watched what's going on, and she did, in every sense of the word, appear to be a woman giving birth. And it was kind of mind-boggling. It was like, oh, what's going on over here? Because no one was really sure, but yet all the motions were there and the look and how she appeared. And I have to say that afterwards, she was back to being just as slender as can be. It was like all the swirling away. It was just amazing. It was really amazing. So Gayla's been around ever since, and she shows up at various times. She has helped me a number of times in my life. And I see her as blue.
Oh, I didn't remember it was you, but I knew one of those women did.
Of course she's blue.
And then I thought, oh yeah, Janet, it was water, the water clan, of course.
Yeah. Very well said. Yeah, very well.
Oh, thank you. Janet had the privilege and the pain of reading my very first draft of this book. And what I managed to do was get a lot of the information down. But, you know, I was so excited. But it was pretty bad writing, as it turns out. Well, you know, what I mean is it's not a book that would sell. You know what I mean? It was a lot of telling.
This draft will.
Yeah. It was a draft. There's been other drafts, and we're getting closer, and I am beginning to feel, actually, that, because this came up so strongly to be the talk this year, that portal's opening again for this to, yeah. So pray is accepted that this happens this year.
Are there questions?
Questions or comments? Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you seen the dragon
since this experience? Yeah, it's not all the time. You know, it's not like on a daily basis. It's interesting because if I think of her, she sort of appears. But then I wonder if she wasn't sort of around and had me think of her, so I'd see her. You know, I mean, who knows which way, or does it go both ways, or whatever. And I've called on her a few times when I've needed her. I'm always fascinated, like when Janet just said she's called on her. We do know a lot of people who were either there that night or, you know, have done other work with us where they've learned about these events, these spiritual awakenings that happen on our land. And we hear stories now and then of, like Judy, that's a true story. She was there that night, and a couple of years went by before that transpired. But she didn't hesitate to call on Gayla for help. Yeah. Good question.
Thank you.
Yes.
So when do you think about Gayla providing help for you? What kind of help does she provide?
Yeah, I can't think of a situation where she wouldn't show up. Mm-hmm. You know, if there was that coming from that true place, you know, from the true heart. There have been a couple of times I'm called on her just to say hi, just to be playful. You know, I mean, it's not just I won't call on her for come help, but I wouldn't hesitate to call on her when I do need help.
We often do energy healing work, and there are a lot of energies on our land, and sometimes it can be overwhelming. And so when we open and call to those that are to come for this particular healing, Gayla will often show up for those. And she just, because she connects with each individual so differently, it what she might bring to a healing with you would be very different than the one she would bring to me. And it just depends on the energy, but it all has to do with that it's almost like a heart core power that can bust through things. Which, so it, and you know, when I think about it all, it makes sense that water was what set the stage. Because mm-hmm. water does the same thing. mm-hmm. It busts through everything. And we had actually been doing other circles with, and Liana had only come to this group, what, twice?
Yes,
she hadn't been in this circle for a long time. And we had done a couple of other circle work with her separately. And we did a little dragon work, and I do remember that she had said after one, where we worked with dragon energy, that she couldn't locate her baby dragon. She couldn't, hadn't been born yet.
Really?
So then she comes to our house on that particular night, and I guess it's time to birth the dragon. And, you know, but she didn't come with that at all. This was all about the book. So, it's that core power, heart, soul energy. That Gayla brought for the birthing of the book, but then she's now also brings to different healings and things that we do.
I didn't even remember that, so that just went, wow, yeah. I forgot that totally. But she used to gather people at her home for different work than we do, but you know, it was all spiritual, and it was when, what was it, 11-11, there was that cycle where numbers were big for everyone who was following all those emails that show up that, you know, I think it was the 11-11, I can't remember, it's, you know, it's a long time ago.
Well, I can share three incidents.
Oh, here we go.
Share. So she was bored and her name was Gayla. Well, at the time my daughter was pregnant with our first granddaughter, and 1 week later they call us up to say they've decided on a name, and her name was Kayla. So I had this Gayla and Kayla, and I kept getting them mixed up for the longest time. Like, why didn't I have to write them all both down? Okay. So
that's funny.
Then kind of fast forward to the birth of my second grandchild, a boy, and he was in the year of the water dragon, so we had talked about it being the year of the water dragon, but this was later on in the year. And my daughter was had a very, very difficult childbirth. In fact, we came close to losing her. And then at some point near where you know, I was feeling this franticness welling up in me. I swear there was this blue dragon going around and around the ceiling of the birthing room. And everything turned out to be fine. But that was the strongest visualization that I think that I had of her without just coming and showing up, without me trying to think about her or imagine what she might look like. She was just there. And then this year in one of our circle meditations, she came to the aid of my son who was in distress, and she flew off and went to where he was and picked him up with her big claws and reached and snagged him up and carried him back to the land where we were, only it was the land of time past, but it was the same location. That's an example. That's what I can think of right now, anyway.
Thank you for sharing that. I didn't know all those.
Has anybody else seen?
I was just going to ask.
Third degree eye, third dimension eye, and seen it show up other than the blue one?
Probably. Because somebody thinks it was, swear it was gold.
That was Liana, I remember that. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that was
Liana. Liana has mentioned seeing her dragon, you know, Gayla, and she's each person's dragon. And Judy definitely, you know, as her father was dying, the dragon came mm-hmm. and really took care of her during that process. Mm-hmm. And like I say, she's come to us in healing sessions. Mm-hmm. And
you see her visually.
I'm visual. Mm-hmm. So I see images more often. Jan's more a sensitive, so she'll get information or feel things but not mm-hmm. see them. Yeah. So but yeah, I see her and she's amazing. Mm-hmm. You know, 'cause she does. She doesn't necessarily, for me, always look like the same that she did last time. Because she does fit the situation.
Yeah.
I can't say as I've had a lot of other dragon experiences. I mean, I've always been enamored of dragons, but then, you know, there's the ones that hoard gold and breathe fire and, you know, the ones that Anne McCaffrey writes about that save the planet. And You know, that kind of thing, but though this is very different. Gayla is very different. She appears real to me compared to the others who were wonderful stories and good imaginings. Mm-hmm. Gayla's different. Have any of you had experience with dragon energy or dragons?
But someone took out the owner of the line.
Oh dear.
Mm-hmm. So
I can add, it's not so much a story as my experience. Like Mary Stella says, she's very visual. Well, occasionally I see. But more for me, I just get enchanted. Oh, describe what you're looking at or what you're being shown, because I don't have a clue. But I do, I feel the energy, and I do get messages, and sometimes I just directly channel and I don't have a clue. And that's when it's, often when it's what I call very big energy. And that happened when I was asked her name, and I just went, "Oh my God, Edda, what? How would I know?" You know, and then boom, it just right out of me. That wasn't me. Yeah, I was the vehicle. Mm-hmm. You could hear it too, I bet.
Well, it was just like, "Well, how did you come up with that?" I remember being surprised.
Yeah.
Well, the whole thing was so surprising.
Yeah. And see, I couldn't have come up with that. I could not have come up with, she's Gayla, the daughter of Gaia. You know, that was channeled through. So I had those kinds of experiences.
It was so kind of humorous when Ed said, "Well, we can't just leave her."
We're tired. It's not happy. No, this is too hard. Let's go home. Let's call it a night.
Oh, no, she said. No.
How do you spell Gayla?
G-A-Y-L-A.
So, would you all like to meet Gayla? They say,
She's very friendly and loving.
I'll do this 3 times and then take him down.
You want me to? Okay.
Well, I can. Go for it. So close your eyes, take a breath, and we're going to start with the sound of the singing bowl, which was brought to us by Gayla. She was the one that chose this sound. Follow the sound. Allowing all things to drop away, except your thoughts of Gayla. You don't need to picture her, she will appear to you. Just notice when you feel her presence, the air around you changes. Or perhaps she brushes your arm and you feel the texture of her skin. Opening your heart, that is the biggest invitation for Gayla to come. When you feel her presence with you, when you feel her enter your space, feel free to converse with her, to ask questions, to share with her. She loves when we share with her. Welcome. whatever you're doing with Gayla right now, know that you can continue at any time. You're invited to bring your attention back here to Many Rivers Bookstore in Sebastopol. Did anyone else get hot? I got hot up here. I'm like, come on, open the door.
No, but I didn't get ice cold.
There we go.
That's good.
Halfway to hot.
Would anyone like to share their experiences?
Can you talk a little louder?
I don't do visuals either for the most part. Mm-hmm. But I'm very sensitive to the feeling and the energy. And I was literally almost being buffeted around my head and very, very strongly and realized that she wasn't that good. Matter of fact, I said, is that you? Are you really here? And she just said, of course she was. So just the strong feeling, and I didn't even know what I wanted her there for, but it came very quickly that she was going to help get rid of some things that I have been wanting to release from my past, old things that I don't need any longer, and I've been struggling with it. To get rid of them. She's taking them and dropping them with
Pele. Oh, wow. Talk about fire.
She said she's taking them and dropping them with Pele.
No, they will be transformed and the energy will come back in, cleansed
and beautiful. Good for you.
Wonderful.
And how easy this is when you just let it be. I mean, that's what still surprises me. You know, it's not this hard journey. It's just being open, right? Oh, we saw some other interesting expressions. No one else wants to share?
Okay.
Oh, good. I was trying not to look at you.
Well, I saw the colors, you know, just coming up around me, and then I felt, you know, her playfulness, and then I actually like felt like her underneath me, like we were gonna, like I was gonna ride her. Mm-hmm. She was quite. Mm-hmm. And I said, I have a sick kitty cat. Can you help me? Mm-hmm. And so we kind of flew, and there was a swap of healing, and we flew over to my house and just took the, you know, and came back.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Sweet. Mm-hmm. What color was she?
Multiple colors. Mm-hmm. Pink. And turquoise and very luminous. Mm.
Cool. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. My experience was fairly simple. It was just this presence of loving feminine presence on my right, which might be significant because I usually feel that's more, I guess, close to the physical home part on the left inside. Probably what's more interesting is the background share, which I probably should have done earlier. I just found out about this today. I've never been here before. Generally, I'm more sensitive to heavenly energy and not so much earth energy, so that's like the general reason for being here. But I've also been familiar with the modality called vortex healing for like 15 years, and met some people that, that practice it since then. And I'm very sensitive to the energy that I receive from that lineage, and it's kind of interesting. There's only a few people who teach and teach that, and one of them's name is Galen. And,
wow, so how interesting.
And anyway, curious to see how unfolds from here.
We don't actually practice that modality.
Yeah.
We have our own that has to do with the vortexes that we work with.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing.
Yes, thank you.
Real sweet, Galen. It does remind me of another story, but it's truly another story, so I'm only going to just make this brief. But one of the openings on our land, we call the crystal spire, and it truly is crystalline energy, and it's one of our big stories that, you know, maybe we'll tell it next year, who knows. But the reason I was struck by that is, and this was one of the rare times I had a vision, and it does happen, it's just not common, that there are, along the ley lines all over the earth, there energetically are these crystal spires. I mean, they're literally, you know, humongous. And I was told that they used to be visible, and they will be again, but they're still there. But Gala, that we've talked about tonight, the dragon, has become almost like one of the gatekeepers. She circles around the earth and just makes sure everything's in alignment. And there's many other gatekeepers for that too, but she's also one of them. So it just tying in that earth energy, and those crystals, you know, come up from below the earth, and just a lot of connections there.
We were speaking at a shaman's conference one year, and this woman, for some reason, we were on the last day, which had never happened before, and like half of the last day, and this woman came running up after we spoke of the crystal spire, and she said, you know, Spirit told me to come here for this, and I've been sitting here for 3 days wondering why. And it was like there was nothing that touched her, and she'd come all the way from Taiwan.
That's why I was born.
You know, it was like, okay, why am I here? And she said, I was told to come here so I'd know I wasn't alone. And that she was working with a crystal spire. It's the same experience exactly, but in Taiwan. Mm-hmm. You know, and her spirits wanted her to know she was not alone in working with that energy. So,
and to this day, she's, in my memory, she's the only person who said that to us. I mean, we've not heard anyone else talk about crystal spires or say they're working with one or many. So that was a very interesting experience. I mean, we were thrilled she came up. And then she disappeared. I mean, I would have loved to have stayed in touch with her, but she got what she needed and she just she left the conference. I mean, it was the last day, but she got what she needed and she was gone. We didn't know how to contact her. Yeah, I'd forgotten it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's an international conference every Labor Day weekend. Yeah. Yeah, I know.
So, any other dragon experiences?
Well, I've forgotten about her attending the crystal spires, but she was visible here. What have you been doing? And she said she's mostly circling the earth as an earth keeper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
touched on some things that I needed help with as well. So she said she breathed some fire into it.
Oh, sweet. Sweet. She's very generous.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, when... Was that?
Playful.
Yeah. Yeah. We found that for the most part, that there's so many energies, you know, in this little half acre where we live, and so many gatekeepers, and then there's their friends, and then there's also a stargate, and they come down instead of up, and, and they bring their medicine healers, and they... And there always is just a sense of presence and kindness and generosity and love, concern.
Now each of the vortexes has a spirit gatekeeper who tends the energy and helps people when they're with that vortex energy. And what we have found in working with this is that people, once they have really met that energy, you know, whether it's Rula or Sekhmet or whoever it might be, you know, whichever of the gatekeepers, that it then lives within them. You know, it doesn't just live on the land and you have to come to the land to experience or to speak it. And it's the same tonight. It's like if you even felt the flicker of a relationship with dragon energy, that you can grow that by spending more time with it.
Mm-hmm.
And your dragon will become what you need your dragon to be, you know, to fly with you, to give you strength, to give you power, whatever it is that you might need. And it will take on the form of whatever you find most pleasing. So that, you know, you always have this wonderful, loving relationship, you know, with that dragon energy. But it's an energy that you can call on, that you can use, that you can help empower you, as long as you remember to call on that energy, and then it's there, and you have it to utilize. So we hope that you grow your relationship with dragon energy.
And remember to give your thanks. You know, let it be reciprocal. They don't require it, in my experience, but they're really touched when that cycle is completed. You know, that the giving and the taking actually becomes the oneness, you know, not a separation, not a one-sided, but the fullness, like the full moon. So, I'm not suggesting you don't do that. I'm just advocating that everyone do that. Any last comments or questions before we come to close?
We look forward to more chapters.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
We have flyers here for our upcoming equinox celebration, and so.
Would you just pass them? If you want to take more than one to give to a friend or to put somewhere, feel free.
And we hope to see you all in Vortex Energy, riding your dragons.
Thank you.
It's always wonderful. Thank you for bringing that energy here to the store. It's always a blessing to have you here.
Yes. Oh, yes. You do have a dragon.
And thank you, everyone, for coming out on this auspicious evening. And there's a donation bowl on our counters. Any amount that you can contribute will be gratefully received. A portion of the donation goes to our wonderful speakers to support their land and their work. And a portion goes to the store so we can continue to have events here. wonderful.
And do come peruse the books.
Yes.
The best selection.
Yeah, this
of
is
books
a fine place. Isn't
we
it
are
sweet in here?
It is.
Yeah. It's
thank you.
It's really nice to be here.
And books and tea.
The energy
here. How can
here
you do better than that?
Yeah.
I knew the bookstore was here, but I never actually come for an event.
Yeah.
So you came all the way from Marin.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, you did? From Marin?
Wow.
What part?
Nevada.
Okay.
Mm.
Wow, that's a fair ride.
Yeah.
Wow.
Great.
I wish we could coordinate your
rituals
and our rituals.
I know, but we choose the best times. We all do. That's the thing.
Yeah.
You know, we do it the closest to the rain. We have the weekend because the weekdays
are working.
I saw these when I came in. We should have put it on the table. My Gala doesn't look like a Chinese dragon, though.
I'm sorry, what? I said, I'm really happy that you came.
Oh.
This is one of our Redwood writers.
Oh.
Yeah.
And
I
sister,
You know, we do a 9-week course on telling the stories of the openings and unveilings, but the gym
that
you expand for you, the land
of
the long ago, stuff along the way, the lake of
blue,
you know, and it was leaving your
banks
after others knew it. So there was a lot of vortex energy.
Okay, so here's the deal. I'm going to start with Jan.
And then when you see the turbulent canvas, oh, empowered and so great. And so we'll work on that. But someone comes to take it. So she told her to make sure that her stairs to use.
Oh, you have a new street.
So this feedback.
I've been
lots of filming. And each one was very different.
Yes, yes.
And how they came to know about them, how they feel. And when people come, you have your own experiences because most of them are earth energies. So you, and women are energy. So it's how we interact with that energy. And so you can come one time and not feel anything.
They used to have
and the crystal fire, and the next time you come, you just transport it.
Yeah, oh yeah, that's almost usually
how you're vibrating and how you're spiraling and all of that. But each of them seem to have a gift that they bring that is more common
All right, so stay in touch.
I will
work.
We'll do something.
I'm very sad that I can't make it.
We do the rituals. We do.
I'm going to be.
We haven't been
a wedding for somebody.
So that day.
Oh, nice.
To come in.
I guess that's a good
that kind of thing. So.
How did the Indians feel? Loving these board season openings.
So they were in their time, and was it more spread out, and is it condensed now? We call where we are the crossroads because all the information was a concentration spot, and when the ley lines come together, it's like a place they cross. So when one opened, one of them was just like huge, you know, and then another one, and then now there's like 69. You know, and you go, how could that be here?
Yeah.
But they're in the, you know, one in the neighbor's yard. I can feel the energy, miles in either direction.
Well, you know, and surprisingly, almost every time they'll say, I have a vortex in my yard too. The thing is, it's not just our place, we just seem to be at the crossroads. My godfather built this house for my parents before it was even born, and it was out in the middle of nowhere, and my mother had to have a dog for kids to keep track of, because we could go so far without bumping into anything.
Thank you for sharing.
Yeah. Now, we've seen you before, right?
I don't think so.
No.
Doesn't she look familiar?
Is it just you do look familiar, but I know we haven't met before.
Right. Yeah.
What's your first name?
Brenda. Yes. Yeah. And
Mary Stella.
Mary Stella, that is right.
One.
Yeah.
Mark.
Mary Stella.
Mark.
Mary Stella.
That's true.
Yeah.
It happened there.
Oh.
Between your mother and grandmother.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, I hope I see you guys again.
Well, I hope you have a flyer if you want to be on the mailing list. We only send out announcements like once or twice a month. Okay. So we don't invite everybody. You're really curious. We invite everybody. Thank you. Have a good evening. You too.
Take care. Thank you. So did you enjoy it?
Yeah.
Well, maybe you've ever gone to come visit the land. Or
yes,
we've got our email and phone number now. So.
If you want to be on our list, just email us, and we'll put you on the mailing list.
And yeah, I have the address of the website as well.
Right, yeah. We haven't updated it in a little bit, but
like in a long time. Like very long time.
We spend time with the energies on the land rather than on the computer.
Yeah, that's the real internet.
That's right. The real internet. I like that. That's absolutely true.
Well, nice to meet you, Chloe.
Thank you so much. Thanks again for being here. Yeah. Have a safe drive home.
Thank you.
Thank you for the use of the bowl.
Our pleasure. That was easy.
Yes.
Did you get some of these to hold on to?
Oh, you already put them out.
I just had that one.
Do you want to take some?
Yep.
Yes, I do. Do we want to make this stop recording?
What are Mary Stella and Jan doing?
Unfortunately, I'm not good with names, so I don't remember your name.
Jim.
No.
Odin.
Should we turn this off?
Oh, no worries.
Odin, now that's a, is it Norwegian god?
Yep.
King of the Norse god.
That's what, that's, yeah, I knew it was something powerful. You hold it well.
Oh, thank you.